Hey friend, do you want to offer meaningful learning solutions that create behavior change, fit in the flow of work, and yield real results for your nonprofit? If yes, this is the podcast for you. Join me as I explore instructional design and leadership development best practices, as well as change management, belonging, and influence. If we haven't met yet, I'm Heather, and I've been in your shoes. I'm a learning and development consultant and founder of Skill Masters Market. Before starting my business, I led learning and leadership development initiatives for a large national nonprofit. I know what it's like to need to develop your staff quickly and effectively and to build the relationships and cut through the organizational layers to be successful. And I'm bringing all of that to you in this podcast. So block your calendar, turn off your Teams or Slack chat, and let's dive in. It's learning for good.
What's so different about nonprofit training? If you're a listener here and you aren't in a nonprofit, you may be wondering, what is it that's so different about nonprofit training? What makes it unique to corporate training or government training? And while there are a number of things that are different, one thing that I thought it would be kind of fun to focus on today is the three unique audiences that nonprofits create training for. I've worked internally at a national nonprofit and served dozens of nonprofits as a consultant through my business, Skillmasters Market. I have a growing community of nonprofit training and talent development leaders in the nonprofit L&D Collective, and I'm connected to dozens more leaders on LinkedIn. And one challenge I've seen is the types of audiences we serve with our training in nonprofits. Yes, many nonprofits I work with have staff, and they train their staff. That's similar, right, to any other organization providing training. But many of them also have unique audiences that stretch beyond staff. So on today's episode, I want to talk about three of those audiences, the challenges they present, and how to overcome those challenges. Let's dive in. It's Learning for Good, the podcast that helps you go from order taker to strategic partner in your nonprofit. What are the three unique audiences nonprofits train? What challenges do they present? And how can we overcome those challenges? Those are the three questions that I want us to answer on today's episode of Learning for Good. Are you ready? All right, let's think beyond staff. Who else do nonprofits train? The first unique audience is volunteers. Many nonprofits depend on the work of volunteers. Sometimes these volunteers are providing direct services to whoever their quote-unquote client is. So let's think about your local food pantry. Yes, there may be staff who kind of organize and lead the pantry operations, but the actual food pantry is likely dependent on volunteers who give their time. How do the volunteers know what is expected of them? How to do certain tasks, or how you want them to interact with people that they're providing the services to? Training. Another large group of volunteers is the board. So nonprofits are governed by a volunteer board, and that board has to know what is expected of them, how to tell the story of the nonprofit, how to raise money, how to uphold their unique responsibilities. How do they know what to do? Training. So volunteers are a unique audience in many nonprofits. Now, a second unique audience for nonprofit training is whoever that quote-unquote client is. Think about your local nonprofit that provides workforce development to people with disabilities or people who were formerly incarcerated or other niche audiences. They're providing workforce development to some type of audience. How do they prepare people to enter the workforce? How do they help them build the necessary workforce skills? How do they guide them through the hiring process? Training. They are providing training to people they consider their clients, their customers. The third unique audience that nonprofits train is other people's staff. Now, this one's a bit more complicated to explain. Many nonprofits are federated, meaning the local nonprofit that you know and love, they don't have a direct reporting line to the headquarters or corporate office. It works a bit like the United States. So they have some things they have to do to be that nonprofit. Kind of like in the United States, we all have a constitution that we abide by that's at the federal level. But each nonprofit is its own entity. So they're their own 501c3. And that's kind of like the states. Each of these states make up the larger United States. Now, in this situation, that corporate office, whatever they call themselves, is providing training to the staff at the local level in many cases. But those local staff don't report to that corporate office. So that presents some challenges.
Do you wish you could connect with other nonprofit learning and development leaders? I know what it feels like to want someone to bounce ideas off of and to learn from, someone who really understands you and your work. Imagine if you could have a simple way to meet people in the field, ask questions, and share information. That's why I created the Nonprofit Learning and Development Collective, where nonprofit, L&D, talent management, and DEI leaders can connect with each other quickly and easily in a virtual space. When you join this community, you will walk away with a new, diverse, and powerful network and a sounding board for your staff development needs. So if you're ready to exchange ideas and collaborate with your peers, come join the Nonprofit L&D Collective.
So those are the three unique audiences that nonprofits train: volunteers, their clients, and other people's staff. Each of those audiences is unique, and most companies aren't really training audiences in this way. And these unique audiences present unique challenges, really because there's no control, for lack of a better word. How do you make sure the person attends the training? How do you make sure they implement what they learn? How do you even begin to identify learning needs? These are the challenges that nonprofits face every day. So how do we navigate these challenges? It's complicated, and there isn't really a one-size-fits-all answer because every situation and learner and learning need is different. But I do follow a few key approaches when I'm working with clients to help ensure success. And I thought I could share those here today because many of you are working with unique audiences too. So the first approach is I treat every project like a change project. I think about it through the lens of the ADCARD change model. Awareness, desire, knowledge, ability, and reinforcement. Are people aware of the change and the need to change what they're doing? Do they want to change? What's in it for them if they do change? What do they need to know about the change? What skills do they need to have to implement the change? And do they have those skills, or do they need to develop them? Are there other barriers to performance? And what can we do about those, if anything? And then how are we going to sustain the change? And this one's usually pretty tricky in situations where you lack control, but it's a question we have to ask. So that's the first approach. Treat every project like a change project. The second thing is I do everything I can to create buy-in throughout the process. Can we bring learners or their supervisors or leadership into the process? If they can help you as you identify learning needs or help you shape parts of what you create, they will feel more bought into the final product because they felt like they were heard and They felt like they were able to have a say in what happened and how it ended up. So I do everything I can to create that buy-in. The third thing is I think about things beyond training. At the end of the day, we want them to do something different. So how can we make that easier for them? Books like Tiny Habits and Atomic Habits are both amazing at helping you think through behavior change. Training isn't the only answer. So we have to build additional supports to help create the change we want to see. And then the fourth thing I do, I create evaluations to measure whatever I can figure out to measure and to capture feedback for the future. So this will allow you to stay connected to what's happening with the training and with implementation. You won't have direct oversight. So collecting this data becomes even more important. What can we measure related to behavior change? What can we measure related to impact? How can we open up those lines of communication so that we know what's happening and can adapt as needed? So these are the four approaches that I use when working with unique nonprofit audiences in order to create that change that we really want to see. And I hope they help you if you're working with unique audiences as well. Did you know that I have a free private community for those who are creating training and leadership development inside of nonprofits? You can connect with each other on the unique challenges that you face and brainstorm good solutions for your unique circumstances. While it might seem like you're the only one going through that particular situation, there might be someone else. And how awesome that we can connect together on those things. So grab the link in the show notes and I'll see you there. And I'll see you next time on Learning for Good. Hey friend, was this episode helpful for you? Did you like what you heard? Do you want more content like this? Here are three things you can do. Hit subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. Share this episode with a colleague. This means so much to me personally. I read every review, but it also helps me learn what content you like most so I can create more of what you want. All right, turn that Teams or Slack chat back on when you're ready, and I'll see you next time on Learning for Good.